welcome to the Grand Hill Chronicles podcast. My name is Don Bishop, and I write as T.S. Pedramon. I am here at MarsCon right now. I'm sitting at my table. You can see pictures on social media. I'm not going to share them right here in this video, because I'm trying to get this done really fast. I'm already 2 days late publishing this week's episode. So I'm just going to whip right through it. I said MarsCon. I misspoke. That was a few weeks ago. Today I am at FenCon in Dallas, Texas, which is great for me. I grew up in Dallas, partly. I moved here when I was 10, and it's you know, kind of like coming home, even though I don't have any home here now. It's good to see some of the sights and roads and whatnot that I recognize from my youth. Next week I'm going to be at StoryCon in Salt Lake City. So come see me there. And the following week, I'll be at Confinement in Lebanon, Tennessee, which is a smaller one. I don't expect a ton of people to be there, but hey, you know, come and shake hands and we'll see. Oh, I do want to show you some things because I've talked about these. I have my 3D models and they're sitting right next to me, so I have no excuse to not show them. I have unicorn horns. This is basically a traditional unicorn horn-ish. You know, I made this model with Blender, with a software called Blender, and kind of made it how I imagined it. Now, specifically, it corkscrews this direction. From top to bottom, it goes counterclockwise, which in Nightshade Unicorn Book 2 is specified to be a male unicorn horn. So this is like Pranamon's horn. I also have Nightshade Unicorn horns. Just like you can see on the cover art from my two books. And also, just because I put caps on the bottom, and you can see in the video, like, they have the little logo on the top. This was the prototype. This one's smaller than others that I've printed. You can see. I have these here on the table. Here's the prototype for the regular unicorn horn. It's a little smaller than the other. And the other one has a blunted tip because things, you know, people. It also has the logo on the cap, and it's empty inside. And just because, no real reason. But I have other colors because other colors are fun. There's, like, in the book, the unicorns are all white except for the Nightshade unicorn, right? But it's fun to have different colors. And one of these days I'm going to make these available to purchase online, probably on Etsy and on grandhill.media, but we'll see. And I have little unicorn heads. And here you can see it says Hronimon. And I have these, the bases printed in different colors. And when I was first starting, I played with different colors for the unicorn horns as well. But I have the pair of them. You know, there's Hronimon, there's the Nightshade unicorn. This isn't the same stylized horn as you can see on the cover art for the books, but it's what I could do at the time. I bought the unicorn model online. I bought the 3D model, but I changed the horn for the Nightshade unicorn. I did that before modeling the larger horns that I printed. And now today at this event, for the first time, I'm just showing you different colors, but I have these colors. They're fun. I like them. In the future, I'll have to make this horn match that. I just haven't done it yet. But for the first time, I have a mount for both horns. So it's like a display piece. And this mount is not the first one. The prototype... There's the prototype. You can see the logo head is off to the side, and you can't see very well because I'm using my laptop camera to record this. And you can see that this is higher, it's hanging higher. Anyway, so yeah, the not prototype has the head logo, unicorn head logo in the center, and I lowered the towers and thickened the rod so it's stronger. But I have these guys in, again, a few different colors for the bases because colors are fun. Anyway, I wasn't planning to talk about these things, but they're here, and I just, for the first time, I can show you guys these things. So what was I planning to talk about? Basically, announcements and the weekly giveaway. So I already said I'm at FenCon, next week StoryCon, the following week Confinement. Now for the giveaway, the giveaway that I do every week, I have the question of the week, and you answer the question of the week, you guess a number between 1 and 1,000, and then you're in the drawing for to win the book. So last week's winner, who answered the question of the week from 2 weeks ago, was the user JF Postumus in my Discord server, and I already sent the book that she chose from the menu at granthill.media/prizes. Now, this past week's question, which once you can hear me talking this episode, this has been closed, and I'm about to give you a new question of the week. But last week's question of the week was, what's your favorite twist on a classic fantasy trope? And so I mentioned, well, I don't know about my favorite, but the one that comes to mind is the Chosen One trope. Which I have changed in the Nightshade Unicorn series. I put a twist on it. Some responses that I got from people answering this question was, somebody said Michelle Segarra did a fun take on the Chosen One reluctant hero trope in the Chronicles of Elantra by having the main character be from the poorest part of the city. And she makes mistake after mistake while still trying to avoid pretty much everything. And like at the end of things, she never ends up rich or wealthy, so that is a different take on it. So that's interesting. And somebody else said, biggest twist I've enjoyed in recent years was Wen Spencer's Brother's Keeper. Not sure if that was the title, but this person says, very few authors do a good job of switching traditional gender roles, but Spencer did. So he had the women being the warriors, the business people, the bosses, and the men who were rare were the keepers of the home and raisers of the children. And it was done surprisingly well. So, I mean, I second that it is rarely done well. And I haven't read this book, but that is interesting. It makes me want to. And then I'll give you one more. So somebody else said, library is filled with books. And maybe this isn't such a twist, but this person liked the Citadel in Game of Thrones. And then they shared a screenshot, and it looks pretty cool. It's like multi-level atriums, like, I think in the image you could see 4 stories, and it might have been even taller. I don't know. So, anyway, moving on. So this last week's magic number, you want to have guessed closest to this number. The magic number was 730, and the magic letter of the alphabet was H. And while I'm recording this, the contest is still open. It's when I post this episode and post the new question of the week that the contest closes for the week, and the next one opens. So I don't know who won yet. I'll look and see who that is when I post this. But the new question... So the new question of the week is related to tabletop gaming. So this morning here at FenCon, I interviewed somebody who makes makes dice towers, and this is something that was unfamiliar to me, so we had a great conversation, and you'll see that hopefully in a few weeks. It's going to take me a little bit of editing, but it won't be months like the LARPing episode was. Yeah, and there will be a special giveaway based off of that. So, anyway, the new question of the week doesn't have anything to do with dice towers, but I would like to know what's the most epic or unexpected moment you've experienced in a tabletop game. So I've heard some wild stories before, some hilarious stories, where somebody like needed to seduce an ogre or something like that, and they rolled 20. And anyway, so answer this question of the week, and you don't have to answer it in the Discord server. You can tweet it at me, you can email it to me, you can comment on this video. But just heads up, if you're listening to the podcast in some specific platform and you comment there, I might not see it. So post it somewhere that I'm going to see it, and if I see it, I'll react to it or respond to it, and that's how you know that you're in the drawing. You'll also need to guess a number between 1 and 1,000. So this, I'm not going to tell you what this number is. I'm going to generate it right now with a random number generator. Okay, I am writing down the new number, the magic number, and then I need to generate a random letter of the alphabet. And if you guess this letter or one to either side of it, you get two books instead of one. And that letter is the one that I'm writing right down right now. And I'll tell you that next week. Let me see now. Let me check my notes. That's it. I will bring you an interview next week. I'm recording two interviews on Tuesday, even though I'm on the road. I had these interviews, well, I had one of them scheduled way ahead of time, and then another one I was able to work it in. I'll be driving from Dallas to Salt Lake, and I'm going to pull over in Monticello, Utah. Yes, it's pronounced Monticello, not Monticello. I don't know if they named it after Thomas Jefferson's house, but that is named Monticello. Anyway, so I'll be recording two episodes on Tuesday, and they'll be my traditional remote style. I'm stopping at this coworker space, which I believe is downstairs from the Monticello Library. It cost me a few dollars to get a private booth so I can record. But, anyway. There will be an interview next week, and I should be able to have it out on time, which means you have less time this week to answer the question of the week. So tell me about your epic moments from tabletop games of any sort, and guess a number so you can win a book. Guess a letter so you can win two books instead of one. And we'll see you next time on the Grand Home Chronicles podcast.